All right, using your God-given gifts. The scripture today talks about, hey, you were created for a reason and purpose to glorify God, to do good works, glorify your God in heaven. There's a reason, a special design that you have. It's unlike anybody else. I love this topic. It's near and dear to my heart because I have another book coming out related to this, but it's a conversation I have with so many people. And I have my two of my golf clubs out here, and I love to play golf. I live on a golf course. And the two clubs that we have here, I have a driver. This is a PXG Special Ops that was customized. And then I also have here a Mizuno iron that was also customized for my swing. It was for my, because I got a lot of power. So like trying to rein that in, I try to explain to people, but it's hard to understand. There's a lot of power when I'm generating, when I'm shifting and moving through the ball. I kind of kid, but not really. But each one of those clubs, I could swing them at the same speed, the same, get down on the line and be right in perfect contact. The ball will not go the same distance. Why? Because they're created for a special purpose. If you're a golfer, you'll understand this, but if I'm only 120 yards from the pin or I'm 150 yards from the pin, I can't use this driver because it's way too much. It's not built for that application. This iron, though, is actually perfect for that. I get a little pitching wedge and I can drop it in there. But I'm swinging, maybe where I stand is a little different, but I still swing with the same kind of the same power and the same flow. And I've got my eye on the ball the same, I'm hitting the same ball, but it turns out different. And you were created with a unique fingerprint. And that print is unlike any other person on the planet. No two people can have the same print. It stays the same from the time you're born to the time you die. God put something so unique in you that you're supposed to leave your mark. Some of you already know, whether you know what it is or you don't, or whether you have something inside of you that knows, okay, I'm doing this, but there's something inside of you that knows that you were created for more. I have this book that's coming out. It's called Prints: Unlocking the Secret to Why You Were Created for More. And I have a course that actually walks people through a process, a 10-step process to discovering this next phase of your life. I've gotten older, so I'm over 50 now. But what I've discovered is roughly every 7 to 10 years, there's a shift in life. And so riding those waves can be hard. And many times, it's not like trashing or getting rid of everything in my life, but it is building on something new. And I know some of you are high performers and you're building and you have dreams. And so every season is gonna bring in some challenges, and learning to ride that wave can be hard. But God's got a design for you, because there was a design that you were built for. And so remembering this scripture is important, because I think when you start to lose purpose, it's you gotta remind yourself, because the enemy is not gonna do it. Some of your friends that you think are on board, not everybody's on board with you. And it was a calling that was given to you. It wasn't a conference call. So you gotta know, you gotta have confidence and say, okay, no, God's anointed me. He's got something for me to do. It's not about you being perfect and knowing every single script. It's about you doing what you're supposed to do. Whether you're an athlete, whether you're running a company, whether you're a teacher, whether you're running a family, whatever that is, it's designed for you to do. And you've gotta leave your mark. You don't have forever. We have one life to live. This is not dress rehearsal, and I want to see you accomplish that. So make sure that you use your God-given gifts and don't waste them. I look forward to seeing you tomorrow.